Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock, and I will call the meeting of the Agricultural Finance and Policy Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, April 15, 2026, and a quorum is present. Representative Jacob, would you like to move the minutes from the April 13th meeting?
Yes, I'd like to, but I did notice one correction on the second page. Assistant Commissioner Peter Kesset's name is misspelled. So if that's corrected, I would approve the minutes with that correction. Move approval with that correction.
All right. Thank you. Representative Jacob moves April 13th meeting minutes with the correction. Are there any other additions or corrections to the minutes? I am seeing none. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. All right, we have one item on the agenda today, and which is House File 3548. Chair Anderson, would you like to move your bill?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yes, I'd like to move House File 3548.
All right, Chair Anderson moves that House File 3548 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Chair Anderson, would you like to move the DE4 amendment?
Again, Madam Chair, yes, I'd like to move the DE4 amendment.
Thank you. Chair Anderson moves the DE4 amendment. Chair Anderson, please tell us about the DE4.
Madam Chair, members, this is some compromise language that we worked on the last couple of weeks and mainly encompasses the Farmer Down Payment Assistance Program. Made a couple of changes. Met with Representative Vang actually over the phone. We discussed this and made a compromise. She agreed to allow up to 25% of the funds be reserved for those with purchase contracts. I agreed to drop my stipulation that marijuana would not be covered by this program. And other than that, pretty much we had an agreement. And Madam Chair, I think the key aspect to this bill, this amendment, is that the funds that have been appropriated do not have to be sent back to the general register at the end of the fiscal year or the two-year biennium. At the end of 2025, we sent back $801,000 back to the general register. So this change in the language allows it to be kept in the department through June 30th of the year 2030, which I think is a very important aspect to the down payment assistance program. So with that, Madam Chair, those are the highlights of, and we've discussed this bill before, we've made some changes, and those are the highlights of the DE4.
All right, thank you, Chair Anderson. We do have one testifier for their bill, Laura Schreiber from Land Steward Project. Please state your name for the record and begin your testimony. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Chair Harder and committee members. My name for the record is Laura Schreiber. I'm the Government Relations Director for the Land Stewardship Project. As you all know, we've heard this bill before, but just wanted to come on and express our support and appreciation for this is one of the first bills heard in the start of session, so all the compromise discussion and work that has gone into it. One of the top priorities for LSP really is supporting getting more farmers on the land, and this is a really critical program to be able to do that. So I really appreciate the leadership by Rep. Anderson and Representative Vang as well to work on this. And just to ground us again in the issue that Rep. Anderson alluded to, $800,000 had gone back to the general register, so these readiness requirements, a set-aside, extending the timeline will be incredibly helpful to make sure those funds can get out the door. The only thing that I wanted to bring up that we had previously commented upon was keeping the grants to $20,000 just to ensure that more farmers can access this funding. $20,000 is a huge benefit for anyone seeking farmland, so ask that we can keep it at that $20,000 so more farmers can access this program, but otherwise really appreciate all the work and discussions that have gone into this bill. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Members, do you have any questions for Ms. Schreiber? All right, thank you. I am seeing none. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak to the DE4 amendment language? All right, I am seeing none. Members, we have a number of amendments that were drafted to the DE4, and we will consider these amendments at this time. Chair Anderson, would you like to move the A23?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to do that. The
I'm sorry. Okay. Chair Anderson moves the A23 amendment. Members, thanks to our nonpartisan staff, they are in your packets is a spreadsheet and a nonpartisan bill summary that apply to this amendment. Chair Anderson to the A23.
Thanks again, Madam Chair. I'd like to shout out to Isabel for putting all these things together. The tree farmers would be happy today with all of the paper. I think it was over several thousand pages. So, Isabel, thank you for getting things together and to really appreciate your work. Members, this amendment is basically the governor's budget request and then the department's policy bill. Again, we've discussed these in the past. Nothing major. It moves the Emerging Farmers Office and moves it to the Agricultural Marketing and Development Subdivision. And as far as policy, it combines some reports into the Agri report and talks about delegated authority with MDA. So again, Madam Chair, it's the governor's budget, which is neutral, by the way, and also the MDA policy provisions that they presented to us a couple of weeks ago. So that's the amendment.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the committee on the amendment? Chair Anderson or Hansen, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members, we're going to go through several amendments here. Things really haven't changed since Monday. Our side is going to be supportive of several of these. I would encourage our members to vote their conscience on the A23, the governor's finance and policy bill.
All right, Chair Anderson renews the motion to adopt the A23 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Representative Burgle, would you like to move the A17 amendment?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Madam Chair. The AC-17 amendment is an amendment that is actually the bill Representative Andrew Myers brought forward. Co-Vice Chair Smith is on this bill as well. This bill would allow access or eggs past their quality assurance date to be donated to food shelves and food assistance programs. It kind of creates a pathway to a safe, nutritious food supply and source instead of discarding them. We heard this bill in committee probably a month ago. Eggs must remain in the original packaging, must be candled and graded, must be continuously refrigerated, and must be distributed within 30 days past their quality assurance date. So with that, Madam Chair, that's the amendment, the A17.
Thank you, Representative Burkle. Are there any discussion to the A17 amendment? Smith. Representative Smith.
Thank you. I'll just say I'm also on this bill. Madam Chair, this is a good bill. It is worth saying that it is traveling separately as well. So if the language is either not adopted on this bill or this bill doesn't go forward, there is other avenues as well, just for advocates in the room. But it's a good bill. Thank you for bringing the amendment. Representative Burkle.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I had mentioned before, the A17 is moving separately, and I would encourage members to vote their conscience.
Great, thank you. Representative Burko renews his motion to adopt the A17 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. No. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. The next amendment is the A16 amendment. Representative Nelson, would you like to move the A16 amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, I would move the A16 amendment. It's the meat cutting, and it would allow an extension for basically up to a third year. This bill is traveling. It is a separate bill, and I believe it is, I think it's on Ways and Means, but just looking at trying to ensure other ways of getting it out of here. So with that, I'd encourage an aye vote.
All right, is there any discussion to the A16 amendment? Representative Vang.
Thank you, Mr. Madam Chair. Yeah, this is a fairly non-controversial bill. I mean, as Representative Nelson have said, we've already passed it out of committee, and so members feel free to vote however you like.
Any further comments? All right, Representative Nelson renews his motion to adopt the A16 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Next on the list, Representative Gander, would you like to move the A18 amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I would like to move the A18 amendment. And as you may recall, this came from Co-Chair Hansen back in the day. And this will adjust the per diem rates to 125 for these other two committees, and they'll go in to match the per diem that we already have for LCCMR and for Lessard SAMS. And this will be for the non-representative members of those committees.
Thank you for that. Is there any discussion to the A18 amendment? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as with the other amendments, I would encourage members to vote their conscience. This is moving separately.
All right, Representative Gander renews his motion to adopt the A18 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay.
Nay.
The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. All right, Chair Anderson, I believe the A19 amendment is yours. Please move your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The A19, we found a few dollars in the pin cushions and went back and looked at some of the programs in the department. And there are a lot of department programs, by the way, but the farm advocates, we're going to have a little bit of a surplus at the end of the year. So it's about $20,000. So I'd like to take that $20,000 and put it to a program that I feel is very timely, very important, and that's a farmland transition program. The average age of farmers, as we all know, is pushing 50 up into that 60-year range, and a lot of land is going to be transitioned in the next 5 to 10 years, and it's a very important aspect that we help younger farmers get into the business of farming, and this program does a good job. Farmland transition, they're going to be helping beginning farmers and existing farmers with transitioning ownership by helping out with mediation, designing contracts, financial planning, tax preparation, estate planning, and housing assistance. So, Madam Chair, I'd like to offer the A19 to put that additional $20,000 into the Farm Advocate Service Program dealing with the transition program.
All right, thank you, Chair Anderson. Is there any discussion to the A19 amendment? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would defer to either Representative Vang or Representative Abaji about their thoughts on this.
Representative Vang. Representative Vang.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems like something that we have aligned values on, and so I will encourage members to vote however you may please.
All right. Any further discussion on the amendment? All right, Chair Anderson renews his motion to adopt the A19 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. All right, the next amendment. Representative Nelson, would you like to move the A22 amendment?
Yes, I'd like to move the A22 amendment, Madam Chair.
Representative Nelson moves the A22 amendment. Representative Nelson, please tell us about the amendment.
This amendment, in the second year of the biennium, or the second year, that just for wolf depredation claims, it pays out 80% of the market value on the loss, And so basically, out of every five claims, you'll be able to basically gain one more. You can be able to pay for a sixth loss, essentially. So instead of getting nothing, you'll get 80% for over that. And then it gets it's finding some cancellations in other areas from Agri and green fertilizer to pay for that.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. Is there any discussion to the A22 amendment? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question for Representative Nelson, who brought the amendment. I understand everything that's in the amendment. I'm curious why the wolf depredation and the funding for the local food purchasing program is in the same amendment. Those I understand having both of those, but why are they in the same amendment? It seems an odd thing to vote on once for those two separate issues in my mind.
All right. Representative Nelson.
I believe it is just because they're kind of in the same area, but I'm not positive on that. So.
Representative Smith.
I might propose, if that's all right, with the committee to divide this amendment at line 6.11, just so we can have the acceptance of or a vote on one and then on the other separately, because they, to me, don't seem combined, and I'd like to have separate votes on them. And nonpartisan, let me know if that's incorrect, but I think 6.11 would be a clean breaking area.
All right, who? Okay. All right. Ms. Mullenbach, would you please repeat the what we're working on here to divide?
Chair members, I think this would be a little difficult to divide right now because there are totals at the top that take it into account all the different movings of money.
Representative Smith.
Okay. I would, are those movings of money? My understanding of this amendment, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Mullenbach, is that the money that is pulled after 6.12 is being pulled into the local food purchasing program, whereas the Subdivision 1 funds are not new funds, but they are just adding funds to an existing account. Am I incorrect in that? Maybe Mr. Savory. I could be wrong. That was my understanding of the amendment.
Okay. Ms. Mullenbach?
Chair members, the top is on page 1, line 6. I'm pretty sure it's the total appropriation to the Department of Agriculture.
Representative Smith?
Okay, maybe, I mean, we can just vote on the amendment if this is taking too long. But if we were to divide the amendment between 1.6 and 1.7 and then all to 6.11, is that acceptable? Or would that also complicate matters? And that will be my last question. If that's not doable, we can move on and vote on the amendment as a whole.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Hansen. I mean, Anderson.
If I could just offer a word here. We tried to come up with some funding, equal amounts of funding for two things that we each felt was a priority, and it was local foods and for depredation. And we found the money where we could, and so if you want to split it, that's up to you, but the intent was to find an equal sum of money for both projects that we each hold in high regard. And they do come from two different places, but that's how we were able to find the funding.
Representative Smith.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think just generally while we're putting in a full ag bill, it's difficult to kind of make that decision all in one spot, I would say. I mean, you probably can guess the wolf depredation money. I'm not sure if that's the best use of the funds, and I really like the local food purchasing programs, especially in this time. And so, you know, it's a difficult vote when you kind of put them all together, even before the bill is together. I think that's why we do these amendments sort of as we are doing them, so that we can you know, put the bill together as much as possible. I understand the difficulty of this is a chain of a lot of different funding. So if it doesn't work, we can do the vote, but I'd be curious if that's possible, if not.
Okay. Ms. Mollenbach, do you have an answer for us?
Chair and members, after Mr. Savory and I discussed this, think it'd be a little problematic if we divide it and one fails. They're not necessarily, because one would rely on the other, it would be hard to incorporate the changes. And
Representative Smith.
Madam Chair, I will not push back against nonpartisan anymore. So I will not or take back my request to divide the amendment. So thank you for bearing with me.
All right. Any further discussion on the A22 amendment? Representative Burkle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick comment. Just given the pressure on this program and the need in my area in particular for wolf depredation claims and the fact that the money runs out consistently early in an early fashion, I'm in full support of this amendment. I would encourage a yes vote.
Representative Hansen.
I think we'll ask for a roll call on this.
All right, a roll call has been requested. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would encourage an aye vote on this. I think there's two programs that we both support. And, you know, I looking at the wolf depredation issue, it is a very large issue. And I think it's a way that producers can get compensated for 80% of their loss and not, you know, it's, I would love 100%, but we're getting 80%. And, you know, we're trying to be able to get everybody something here. And I would just encourage an aye vote on this.
Thank you. Representative Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you for bringing this amendment forward as the author of the provision that increased the food funding for local food. You know, really appreciate, you know, the attempt to bring that dollars up. But, you know, as we know right now with the federal cuts and whatnot, the need in Minnesota is greater than the 1 million that this is proposing. And so as Chair Hansen already mentioned, you know, with our side of the aisle, because of other outstanding issues, I don't think that this bill is going anywhere anytime soon. So I think we have another opportunity to really look at how do we improve the local food program. And so I would encourage our members to vote no.
Any further discussion from members? All right, seeing none, a roll call having been requested, the committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Representative Anderson.
Anderson, aye.
Representative Hansen.
No.
Representative Harder.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Representative Igbaje.
No.
Representative Burkle.
Aye.
Representative Frederick. Representative Gander.
Aye.
Representative Gottfried.
No.
Representative Jacob.
Jacob, yes.
Representative Lawrence.
Lawrence votes aye.
Representative Lee.
Lee, no.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative Vang.
No.
All right, there being 8 ayes and 8 nays, the motion not getting an affirmative vote of the majority. Pardon me? Wait a minute. Oh. Okay, we were not clear on that. So it's 8. I thought it was okay. All right. There are 8 ayes and 6 nays, and the motion does prevail. Okay, so we are on A21. Okay. All right, Representative Burkle has the A21 amendment. Representative Burkle, would you like to move the A21?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move the A21 amendment.
Representative Burkle moves the A21 amendment. Representative Burkle, to your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this amendment makes a targeted adjustment to language for Farm Survey Day by removing the requirement related to preventing physical contact between farm and wild animals. If you go to the amendment itself, it's lines 1.8, 1.9 on the A21 amendment. This change reflects a shift away from the specific standard while maintaining broader expectations around containment biosecurity on these farms. And just as importantly, this amendment would align the House language with the current language in the Senate bill, helping ensure consistency as this legislation moves forward, and I would ask for your yes vote.
All right, is there any discussion on the A21 amendment? Representative Gottfried.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate the conversation that I've been able to have with some of the deer farmers and other folks in this regard, and the materials that were sent to me that I could review. I have taken a lot of time to review those materials and read as much as I could about the science of this. And, you know, contrary to maybe some of the things I have heard, I am still unconvinced that removing this requirement is actually in the best interest of the industry in the very long term, as we're still learning a lot about how this disease is spread. And I do think that there is a compelling argument that it is spread through physical contact between wild and farmed cervidae. And so while I appreciate the conversation, I'm willing to continue it down the road as we get more and more science revealed about this. At this point, I would encourage our members to vote no on this as well.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and echoing Representative Gottfried, this amendment would undo some of the changes that we made after years of debate in 2023 and 2024. And the science of that contact between cervids, whether they're inside or outside the fence, connecting and the potential for spreading the disease. So I'd ask for a no vote on the A21 amendment and also ask for a roll call.
All right, a roll call has been requested. Any further discussion from members? Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, as we continue studying this and push it down the road, we are losing our cervidae farmers. This is a provision that I think the DNR has been unreasonable with. And we are hearing some of the cost estimates that farmers are having to upfront and pay for to comply with this double fencing rule. And in effect, it's putting them out of business. And just don't think that's fair, that's right. And, you know, if the evidence is out there that contact does it, most all of the cases we've seen so far, at least this year, have all been in the wild herd. Not much happening at all in the cervidae deer herds. So I would strongly support the Burkle Amendment because of the high cost and the DNR giving farmers a couple of examples and saying this is what you will do regardless of the cost, and the cost is in many cases prohibitive to these deer farmers trying to. We talk about saving small family farms, and that's a perfect example of what a small family farm would be in Minnesota. We support them, and I also support the Burkle Amendment. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Burkle, any final comments on the amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would just refer back to Chair Anderson's comments about the dire situation our deer farmers are in. As far as a conversation down the road, Representative Gottfried, we're quickly getting to the point where there will be no down the road for deer farms in the state of Minnesota, and we've lost so many herds at this point, and the pressure on them and the cost to put these fences up is running them out of business. I would question whether or not, I've made this comment presenting House File 40 last year in committee, that good fences make good neighbors, and in a lot of cases where I'm from, and I think it's actually in law, fence owners need to share the cost of fencing. I would argue that the deer farmers have put their fence up, and the DNR needs to put their share up. So with that, Madam Chair, thank you for the roll call, Representative Hansen, and I would ask everyone to vote yes.
Thank you. A roll call having been requested, the committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Representative Anderson.
Anderson, aye.
Representative Hansen.
No.
Representative Harder.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
No.
Representative Egbaje.
No.
Representative Burkle.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
No.
Representative Gander.
Aye.
Representative Gottfried.
No.
Representative Jacob.
Jacob, yes.
Representative Lawrence.
Lawrence, aye.
Representative Lee.
Lee, no.
Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Representative Vang.
No.
All right, with there being seven ayes and seven nays, the motion does not prevail. All right, the next amendment is the A24 amendment. Chair Hansen, would you like to move your amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to discuss the amendment. You know, when we last met on Monday, mentioned that from the Democratic side of the aisle here, we felt our priority was very high of getting a ban on paraquat, that the evidence was there on a fairly small use product that has strong evidence of its negative impact on people. And during that time since then, I've met with Representative Anderson. The Department of Agriculture has provided some additional compromise language. But there hasn't been any movement from the GOP side. And I'll just maybe ask Representative Anderson, I think the last time I asked you was about 2 hours ago, but I want to check again if there's any movement in support of a paraquat ban.
Representative Anderson.
Madam Chair, thank you. Chair Hansen, no, there's been no movement on our side.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And so, I'm not going to move this because I'm not going to ask for a vote on this. You know, this is the end of the deadline week, but there are still several weeks left. I always am hopeful, but I don't want to have a negative vote on this. So I'm not going to move the A24 amendment. But I think it's really important, and we feel strongly that we need to, this is the key to open up the discussion on some of the bills and some of the amendments that we have considered here today and others and with the Senate. And so our position has been to start the process. We would like the ban on paraquat. And, you know, we have voted for several of the amendments here today. I'm hopeful that we can continue that conversation, but right now we're not moving the paraquat ban so that we don't have a negative vote against it. In addition, I think the process, and maybe Mr. Savory on just procedure, but you know, we would have the DE4 amendment as amended, I believe, and I've said multiple times in the committee that we like having the author get the bill in the shape they would like. And so I think, you know, I'll ask for a roll call on the final bill after the DE4. And members can vote the way they'd like on the DE4. I think it's important that chairs get to put the bill in the shape they would like, but I am asking for a roll call on the final bill.
Are you withdrawing your?
I didn't move it, so it's.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, members, that is all the amendments drafted for the DE4. We are back on the DE4 as amended. Is there any discussion to the DE4 as amended? All right. Chair Anderson, you have the final word on the DE4 as amended.
Madam Chair, thank you. Thanks for the discussion and talk on the amendments and on the bill itself. We feel that this has some good provisions in it. And on the paraquat issue, we don't feel there's definitive proof. The EPA has not told us there's definitive proof of a connection between certain diseases, cancer-causing diseases, and some farm chemicals. So with that, Madam Chair, I would renew my motion to support the DE4.
All right. Chair Anderson, you use his motion to adopt the DE4 amendment as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Members, we are back on House File 3548 as amended. Is there any more discussion to the bill as amended? Chair Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as I mentioned, you know, from the DFL side, we feel strongly that there is evidence and that, you know, as legislators, we all work for all Minnesotans, and the impact of toxic chemicals impact more than just the user, but they also impact the user. And so we think it's important to get the ban on paraquat. We have provided some options. Those options continue to be there. But until that happens, I would ask for a no vote, and we did ask for a roll call on the bill as amended. So.
Is there any more discussion to the bill as amended? All right, Chair Anderson, you had the final word.
Thanks again, Madam Chair. We've discussed this, talked about it, and we come at this from two different sides, two different angles, and both feel strongly about where we're at. So I would ask folks on my side to see to it to support the bill. A lot of good provisions in it. And with that, I would encourage members to vote their conscience.
All right, a roll call having been requested, the committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Representative Anderson.
Anderson, aye.
Representative Hansen.
No.
Representative Harder.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Smith, no.
Representative Egbadje.
No.
Representative Burkle.
No.
Representative Frederick. No. Representative Gander.
Aye.
Representative Gottfried.
Gottfried, no.
Representative Jacob. Representative Lawrence.
Lawrence, aye.
Representative Lee.
Lee, no.
Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Representative Vang.
No.
All right, there are six ayes and eight nays. The motion does not prevail. House File 3548 as amended is laid over. And we are in recess and to the call of the chair for approximately 5 minutes.
Call the meeting back to order. We had a short discussion, and again, we're not moving on this. So I just would like to say that this bill contained some good pieces. It did some good things for farmers. It had the department's budget, governor's budget, policy bills, good pieces to the bill. And one provision that we didn't agree on is what took this bill down. And I think we're not doing the best we could do for agriculture in this state. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Well, I just want to add one other thing. Final meeting, we've had great staff this year. Our pages, nonpartisan staff, put them in some situations that, you know, some tough questions we've asked them. So again, we want to thank all of our staff, and Chair Hansen, if you'd like to do the same thing. Thank you to our staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank the pages and also our security folks who've been patiently in the corners of each meeting and quietly here. It's very important for protection for the public and members. So thank you to the staff, our security, and everyone. I'm still hopeful that there's a future here. You know, when a bill fails, it fails, but nothing is ever done until we're done. So
thanks, everybody.